This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. funding to the World Health Organization is being suspended by President Donald Trump, who blames the WHO for creating a large increase in COVID-19 cases worldwide. The U.N. Health Agency, according to Trump, made a disastrous decision to oppose his restrictions on travel from China and put political correctness above life-saving measures. Trump contends that the WHO failed in its basic duty to investigate early reports out of China about the virus in December of last year. In a statement Tuesday night, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres repeated his support of the WHO from a week ago, saying supporting the World Health Organization is absolutely critical to the world's efforts to win the war against COVID-19. Meanwhile, Dr. Anthony Fauci, a member of the White House Corona Task Force, told the Associated Press that the United States does not yet have the critical testing and tracing procedures needed to begin reopening the nation's economy. Former U.S. President Barack Obama is endorsing his former second-in-command, Joe Biden, for president, calling Biden a clear choice to replace President Trump in November's national election. Obama said the country's future hangs on this election. Obama urged Americans to keep believing in the possibilities of a better world by supporting Biden's campaign. Biden told donors at a virtual fundraiser early this month that he had asked the former president for advice on choosing a running mate whom he has said will be a woman. The support of Obama, who shows very popular among the Democrats, should help Biden unite Democrats after the long party nomination process. This is VOA.